wanted to play.
He had no care in the world.
Because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, you know.
How do you know?
I heard your words. I'm right here.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Sorry for my voice. I have been struggling with asthma this time of year. Dave is trying to trigger me at the bottom with his cigar smoking, so we thank Dave for that. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. All right. It's amazing how fast the season has ended. Not Dougie and the Boys, but the National Football League season playoffs start on Saturday. And unfortunately for you, if you're a Dolphins or a Chiefs fan outside of Kansas City and Miami, the game will be on Peacock.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but they're trying to get like money out of it. I can see what they're trying to do, like what they do with Amazon. Every Thursday.
Yeah, but regardless, I mean, it was a money thing. It was a $110 million deal that Peacock did with the NFL.
Yeah, just like Amazon did. Like, so,
but still, you're going to lose a huge amount of audience for doing that, though.
If anything, you should give the option of both.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think at the first game, it's on TV and Peacock.
The first game's on NBC, I think it is.
But it's also on Peacock, I think, too.
NBC I think has Peacock?
I think it's NBC and Peacock.
NBC
and then the night game of Saturday goes straight to Peacock.
Yep.
I think it's stupid. I think you should give the option of both.
It's money. It's all it is. It's just straight up money.
Yeah.
Money talks.
I don't think it's going to work out next year.
It depends how many views they get, because it depends how many people they get over to buy their subscriptions. Like with Amazon, it doubled last year when everybody trying to get it for this year.
So do you think that it's going to do regular ratings, or do you think it's going to go lower than usual?
Amazon or Peacock?
Peacock. The Kansas City game.
They only had two games. The one game was the Buffalo and Chargers. I think that was more like a test run for them and see how many viewers they got, and they got a decent amount. So I think the Saturday game, especially it's Tyreek's home game, return game. So, you know, it's not scripted, you know what I mean? It's definitely going to see if it's going to spike up or not.
No,
and probably some games might be on Peacock next year. Who knows?
Is that a Sunday game?
Saturday.
That Sunday night game, I think it's Stafford returns home.
They'll generate numbers, but I don't think they're gonna do as good as they think they are. They're probably also going off of numbers pertaining to the FIFA views. Remember a couple years with Peacock when Peacock had FIFA going on?
Yeah, and it was at the World Cup, right?
That we could probably generate the same amount, but I don't know because FIFA is a worldwide thing.
NFL definitely can because it's a very popular sport. Now, is it worldwide like how soccer is? No. That's generally worldwide.
Listen,
football's more like...
At the end of the day, it should be all on one channel, the NFL Network, and we'll all have the NFL Network at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, I mean, there we have it now.
Local games.
Yeah. But it's always been a thing where they should have it on TV because that's always been a thing.
Yeah. I'm not going out of my way to watch the Chiefs-Dolphins game.
No, if I wanted to watch it, I'd go out. Just to a bar or something.
Bar, exactly.
They're trying to start, because, like, but that's what it is, too. That's how they make their money, because a lot of bars have that where they pay for or get like a Fire Stick and do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna be like, oh, let me download this so I can watch this game. No.
Yeah, I already go to the Monkey Bar and Grill and watch it, bro.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into serious business. It is now time for our Super Bowl bracket. Detroit and L.A. was one of them for Jonathan. Dave said Miami, Philly. I said Baltimore and San Fran. Jimmy said, I think, Philly and Buffalo. So let's do the bracket for the actual matchups in the postseason.
And Pittsburgh. Don't get that straight, bitch.
Let's get to the actual matchups in this year's Super Bowl. So I'm just going to put the person on the screen to go over their bracket. So if you're removed, don't take offense to it. So we're going to start with David to go over his Super Bowl bracket.
All right. So we got, where are we starting? At the bottom? Eagles, Bucks, right?
Correct.
Listen, I know Hurts' finger was messed up, but I think it's all propaganda. I think the Eagles still come out on top of that game. Lions, Rams. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Rams still. I don't like Jared Goff under pressure. He throws too many picks. And the Rams, is Cooper Kupp, Puka, Kyron Williams, they're looking real good. Oh, Green Bay at Dallas. I'm going to take Dallas. Dallas has been playing very well. Texans, Cowboys, I'm going Texans. I think the Texans come out on top. CJ Stroud, rookie of the year. I think they're going to win that matchup. This Chiefs-Dolphins game is going to be a kicker right now. It said it's supposed to be feel like -9 at that game. And we all know Miami loves to play in the heat. But I still don't think the Chiefs have a receiver that's going to be good enough to beat Miami. So I'm going to stick with Miami. Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Buffalo's coming in hot. We know you got to take Buffalo all the way. Ravens, Dolphins. Oh, my God. Sorry, but I got to go with the hot team. Ravens it is. I know Doug's smiling away. Buffalo Texans. That's going to be a good matchup. I think Buffalo still comes out on top. Cowboys Eagles. We all know the Cowboys are known for messing it all up. So I'm going to stick with the Eagles on that game.
Ooh.
Niners, Rams, that's going to be a good game. You got two good teams with good receivers. You got two good teams with good running backs. Doug might hate me for this, but I think the Rams might come out on top in that game. Everybody's going to go with the Niners. I think the Rams. Let's see. Rams, Eagles, that's going to be a tough game. I think the Eagles will beat the Rams later down the road. They got the better defense. Ravens, Buffalo. That's a tough one. Oh, man, that is so tough. I'm going to go with Doug here. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
The Ravens. All right. Super Bowl matchup.
Ravens, Eagles, Super Bowl matchup. Who would have saw it coming? This is a tough one. Like I said, Jalen Hurts has got that picture of his background of him losing the Super Bowl. I'm going Eagles, baby.
Against all the odds, you still got the Philadelphia Eagles coming out on top.
Yep. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? All right, we're going to head to Jonathan now for his Super Bowl matchup. Let's clear it up. All right, Jonathan, same order, NFC side first.
All right, let's see here. So, Bucks-Eagles, I'm going to go with the Bucks only because unlike Dave, the Eagles have the better talent, yes, but right now they're hurt. A little bit too much. They're best receiver zapped down and out. Quarterback with the finger. I mean, the finger is been popped back into place, but I don't know. If they would have had the bye week, I can see them, because they would be rested. I can see them getting a W, but and the momentum has not been there at all. So I'm gonna take the Bucks. The Lions and Rams. I'm gonna go with the Lions on that one. Rams got a little streak going, but I don't think they could overcome the Lions in that run game. Let's see. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys on that one.
All the home teams for Jonathan.
Yeah. Then on the AFC side, I'm gonna go ahead with the Browns. Joe Flacco. Believe in that man. And then I'll go with the stick with the Dolphins. I don't think the Chiefs they've been subpar this entire season. And like Dave said, they have no receivers whatsoever. And even though, I mean, the kicker to this, like Dave said, the weather, and also Dolphins are dealing with a lot of injuries. But I don't think it's going to be enough for the Chiefs to pull out or a W. Let's see. Bills and Steelers game, I'm going to stick with the Bills.
All right, divisional round.
Divisional round. I'm going to go with the Niners. That's an easy W for them. I'm going to stick with the Lions over the Cowboys.
His loyalty.
Yeah. This is Cowboys. They know how to fuck it up. They mess it up for themselves. And the penalties. They get a lot of penalties called on them. Let's see. Bills and Browns. I'm going to stick with the Browns. I'll stick with the Browns on that one. Joe Flacco with a Cinderella story. Ravens and Dolphins. I'll go with the Ravens.
Uh-oh. Flacco versus Baltimore.
Yeah. That's a good script right there. On the NFC side, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Lions.
Since day one.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Lions, man. What Dan Campbell has going on over there, that'll make for a good story for sure. And then Ravens and Browns, I'm going to go.
Who are you going with? We lost Jonathan. Jonathan, you hear me? Hello, Jonathan. We lost Jonathan for a minute. Let's get him back on. See who he's going to pick for the Super Bowl matchup. Give him a few seconds to come back on. Jonathan having issues as always. Clearly does not have leverage. All right, I hear you now. Who do you have for the AFC side?
The Ravens. Jesus Christ. It was worth calling.
All right, Baltimore and Detroit.
I'm going to go with Baltimore to take it all. Lamar gets his ring along with his MVP season and breaks that curse, man. No, Mahomes already broke it.
All right, so that is Jonathan. His loyalty to Detroit ends in the Super Bowl. Yep. All right. So now we are going to stick with myself, and then Jimmy will be the one for last. Save the best for last. All right. Tampa versus Philly. Just because they are the coldest team in the Super going into the Super Bowl playoffs, I am going with Tampa. I'm going against Philly. LA versus Detroit. Just because of the experience, I am going with Matthew Stafford and the Rams to come out on top. Dallas and Green Bay, I got Dallas winning this. I do not see them choking this year. All right, Houston, Cleveland. I'm going with CJ Stroud to continue his run. Houston wins that. Miami versus the Chiefs, I am going to go with an unexpected win. Miami's going to win this one, where the odds are all going to be against the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo versus Pittsburgh, I have Buffalo winning this against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who should not even be in the playoffs from the beginning. That we all know. But they did earn it. The Steelers did earn that playoff spot. They got hot at the right time. All right, so at the beginning of the year, I said the Rams and the Ravens. Now, I said the Ravens and the Niners. I still believe in that. I do believe that could happen. During the year, I said the Bills and the Rams. So I'm going with the hottest two teams in football right now. That is one of my Super Bowl matchups. But for this bracket in particular, I like the Rams to beat the Niners. The Rams are going to continue their run, heading to the conference championship. Tampa Bay versus Dallas. I think it ends for Baker Mayfield here in Dallas. Dallas wins that one. Texans versus Buffalo. Buffalo comes out on top just because they have the experience over CJ Stroud. But don't be surprised if the Texans win this game. But I'm going with Buffalo. Miami and Baltimore. It could go either way, but I'm sticking with Baltimore to win this one. The Rams and the Cowboys, this go either way, but I do not see them collapsing. I think the Dallas Cowboys have the best team they've had in years. So I could see the Cowboys getting to the Super Bowl. Just because I could be right, I am going to stick with the Cowboys in this one and say the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl. Conference championship, Buffalo versus Baltimore. Again, the hottest team in football, but I'm still not counting out Baltimore. I still think Baltimore can get to the Super Bowl. I still believe in my preseason pick. But again, for this bracket, I like Buffalo. They're the hottest team in football right now. I think if they go to the Super Bowl, it will be 8 straight wins for this Buffalo team. Super Bowl, Dallas versus Buffalo. Fortunately for us Giant fans, the run ends here because the Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl this year in the year 2024. There's no such thing as a Madden curse as Josh Allen gets the job done. Now it's time for Jimmy and his Super Bowl bracket. So, Jimmy, take control.
Well, yeah, clear it out first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come on.
All right, we'll start with the AFC side, your Steelers versus the Bills.
All right. So, you said it over, but while I'm there, I want to hear none of that shit no more from you.
I said they earned it. I did say
that. But you said you didn't belong there. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. They earned the right. I won't hear none of it. Y'all doubted me. Y'all doubted the Steelers. Anyway, but as much as I love to see them beat, if it was Miami, I would probably slam the Steelers. But I'm going to go with Buffalo. Pains me to say it. For the next one, Kansas City, Miami, I think we're all going to go 4-4. I think Miami beats them. I think Kansas City's been struggling all year with the receivers. No, there's no alpha, and I think Tyreek puts big numbers on them. Houston, Cleveland. I think Cleveland takes the W because I think they have experienced players on that team, and Joe Flacco is playing very good. Now, Cowboys and Green Bay. Dallas is very good at the home. I'm probably going to go with Dallas. Detroit Rams. Stafford comes home. But I think you also have Goff that is a veteran playoff contender. I'm going to go with Detroit. And Tampa had a good year this year. But I'm going to go with Philly, the more experienced team. And now we're going to have Philly, San Fran. I'm going to crush Philly fans right here. I think San Fran after a bye week, resting up, and they're a better defense and probably better offense right now, they win that game. Lions and Cowboys. You know what? Dak's a choking hazard, and I think that team might choke, and Detroit almost beat them at home off a stupid play. They got lucky. I think Rams have their number. Sorry. The Lions have their numbers. I think the Lions win that game. Browns, Buffalo. I'm going to go with Buffalo. And then Miami, Baltimore. I will go with Baltimore. All right. Buffalo, oh, that's good game, but I think Josh Allen sneaks out a win in Buffalo. I think Buffalo takes that one. And then Detroit, San Fran, Detroit's miracle run ends. San Fran takes it. And now we got San Fran at Buffalo. I think Buffalo wins the first Super Bowl ring. I think Buffalo takes it. Time to go. All right, Doug, I have to go. So, if anything, let me know how the show goes and everything. I'll be back. Maybe.
All right, Jamie, if you join us again, it's been a pleasure. Appreciate you doing the bracket with us. And
no problem.
Hopefully one of us is right.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, take care. All right, so Dougie and the boys will continue after this quick commercial break. When we get back, Dave will lead the charge. He will lead the show discussing the parting of ways with Bill Belichick leaving the New England Patriot organization. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break and where the Patriots will go from here.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Tomorrow didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
Hold on.
Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
well,
I
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experiences around.
Welcome back, boys. So, us Patriot fans, we were hurt this morning to hear that the Patriot organization is parting ways with Bill Belichick, ending an era. So, I mean, I'm happy for Belichick and what he's done with the New England organization. I would say this, as Dave Portnoy said on his Instagram, whether we win, if it takes us 15, 20 years to win another Super Bowl, it was all worth it during the Belichick era. Obviously, Belichick had expressed his interest in staying in New England, and stepping down in his GM roles to be the head coach. But unfortunately, the organization said it's time to move on, which kind of makes sense. I would have liked him to at least pan out for one more season. But the way the NFL is going, it's a whole different football era compared to when Belichick was playing, coaching. You know, the style of football has changed tremendously with running, rushing quarterbacks. And we all know Belichick's going to be old school. We know he's still the greatest coach of all time. But I do have a theory, because we all heard Nick Saban retired. So does Belichick go to Alabama instead and do the college route, which is a little less stressful, in my opinion? What do you think, John?
I don't know. At his age, you think he restarts? I mean, the college level is a lot easier, and I think he would still do well. I think he could still command a team and gain the respect of the players. I mean, he'll automatically have the players' respect. It's like you have a guy that's coming in that has 6 Super Bowl championship rings. So he's automatically going to gain the respect of the players. So he could do it, but I think it'll be short term, maybe 2 to 3 years if he does do that.
He says he still wants to coach. I mean,
oh, he said that?
Yeah, he wanted to play another season. He wanted to stay in New England.
So, I mean, so, it makes sense because of the extension that they agreed to.
The Alabama organization is set. You bring in a coach, like, because we've all saw Shador say, oh, Colorado coming up.
Yeah,
Alabama players
tapping in right now.
But if they get a coach, a head coach like Bill Belichick over there, I still see top players going over there.
Oh, for sure. Like
that experience.
Exactly. Like I said, like Belichick, who's like a coach with 6 Super Bowl rings, people are just going to gravitate towards him and want to learn from him. This is an NFL coach, like a highly respected and well-renowned NFL coach. Players are going to want to learn from him. And obviously, he's probably going to have drills that he brings that he's been doing in the NFL. This will get players ready. This will make players want to go there even more, because they're going to believe they're going to be NFL ready when they go.
I think it'd be a positive because of how Belichick has molded players in the NFL. Imagine players coming from Alabama with a head coach of Bill Belichick into the league already. The
experience
of Super Bowl wins, of that mentality of getting there and what you have to do to get there.
Yep. Because we all know Belichick is like no bullshit type of guy. He ain't taking shit. So he's definitely going to discipline the guys there.
Dougie, what you think?
I didn't even think about that till you brought it up. But yeah, I think that would be a good fit for him if he wants to go the college route.
Well, we got 2 big college teams that we don't know what's going to happen. Alabama, and we have Michigan.
Yeah, with Jim.
So it's like, do you want to take over from Nick Saban? Do you want to go for a Jim Harbaugh? Come on, college coaches still get paid big money. Yes, Belichick was the highest paid coach in the NFL.
Yep.
But to take a little breather, step back, go back into the college route, develop players coming up, I think it'd be a big win for any of those teams.
It would be. I agree with that.
I mean, there are, 6, 7 teams in the NFL that need head coaches right now that are uncertain?
Yeah. Yep.
But I would hate to see Belichick go to any other team in the NFL.
I don't think he does that. I don't think he does, because he was linked earlier in the season, which is crazy. This was earlier in the season. He was linked to possibly being in talks with Washington, because I believe that's where he's from.
Well, that and the Chargers.
And the Chargers as well.
Everybody was linked to the Chargers at one point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. I've heard news, rumors going around, that if the Eagles do not win a Super Bowl or get knocked out early, might be a head coaching job there.
For Sirianni?
Yep.
Damn. I mean, nah, that's a little I mean, I guess because of the talent that you have, so you have high expectations. You, with that team, you expect to at least make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, with Philly, Jonathan, that was a total collapse. They were 10-1. Yep. And think about it. Dallas wins the division at 12-5.
Giants literally kicked the Eagles' ass.
Yes, we did.
That's rock bottom. That's rock bottom.
Well, I'll bring this up for David. Does Bill go back to where he started and become the DC for the New York Giants?
Bill will never be a DC OC.
Hell no.
That head coach anywhere he goes.
Yep.
Now, what was it? Antonio Pierce? They're saying if he doesn't get that head coaching job, he can be the DC of the Giants. What do you think, Doug?
I'd be happy with that.
He's smart. He's great. It's a tough road for the Raiders. There's so many people above him that are in that shine for head coaching. Would it be amazing because he has the mindset for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Las Vegas for him to stay there. Yeah, because he'll bring back that Raiders mentality. He has it.
And I also think he's the players coach too.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you saw what he brought to that locker room, the culture.
Yeah, like that, and he gains the respect from the players. Like, he's definitely like a players coach.
Yeah, the players loved him. But I'd be happy to take him back as a New York Giant.
But this is like you said, I think this is gonna be a coaching carousel because there's so many empty jobs right now. Mike Vrabel, Ron Rivera.
Well, that's your new head coach in New England.
Well, who?
Mike Vrabel.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, to me, that was a surprise too. Because what he did there, like, I get it—you don't have a winning season or a season that you ended with playoffs, but still, it's still a good season nonetheless. It's a hard division.
He had a good record over there.
Yeah, like, it's a hard division considering that the Texans are good now and Jaguars are good.
To me, the Titans are a decent team. They lack receivers. Yeah. You know, running back is you got the king over there, which nobody knows if he's going to return or not. The way that last game played out.
Yeah, he's not returning. He's looking for money elsewhere. And he's probably been in talks with the Titans, and they probably can't offer the money he's looking for. You get what I'm saying? So that's probably why he said, you know what, let me just give a farewell speech while I can now.
Yeah. In other news, Marvin Harrison Jr. has declared for the NFL draft.
Yes.
Now, his odds to go number one are pretty high right now. I think he's like plus 750 or something like that.
Plus 750?
Yes. Because, was it Caleb Williams?
Oh, yeah, the quarterbacks. We have quarterbacks. A good quarterback.
But the Bears get the number one pick.
And they already had Justin Fields.
Yes, and I don't really think they're moving on from Fields. He showed great potential throughout the end of that, middle to the end of the season. Well, throughout the whole season.
Yeah, throughout the whole season, I think.
He got into a very good groove. And we all know the Bears need some receivers.
Exactly. Trust me, a receiver will be the cherry on the icing on the top, on the cake.
Yeah,
and will complement Fields well. He won't have to be rushing as much. Obviously, they could focus on the O-line, blah, blah. But that getting Harrison Jr. there will be a big W for the Bears.
Yes, because he didn't – I remember talking to somebody. I forgot who it was. I don't remember if it was on the show or somebody on here. But I was saying how Marvin Harrison Jr. hasn't declared for the NFL draft. And somebody had told me, yeah, he declared. Well, he officially declared today.
Mm.
So, I really do think Marvin Harrison Jr. will go number one overall to the Bears.
That's a good bet to put in.
Oh, yeah. You know the bets in there.
I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, bro.
Why?
I'm not happy about that one bit.
Why?
Because the New York Giants should be going after Marvin Harrison Jr. We need another top receiver.
They would like to.
I think, listen, can the Bears trade away the number one pick? Yes. But if I was the Bears and Marvin Harrison Jr. was on the board, I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Exactly. Because I feel like Fields is
I
almost
think anybody would.
Yeah, Fields is almost akin to parallel to Hurts. Hurts
yeah,
first.
Fields is the guy in Chicago. I truly believe that.
Because Hurts was Hurts first season, people were fucking bashing him the same way they do the Fields now. Then you get AJ Brown, Devontae.
You know, I'd hate to say this, but the way Fields plays, he's a better quarterback than Tua. If he's got a receiver with his scrambling ability, which Tua lacks, his arm strength, I think the Bears, if they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., can make a possible playoff run next season.
Yeah.
It's it's a long shot, but listen, they got close enough to get in there this year.
That's what I'm saying.
They had that threat, they're getting in.
Mm-hmm. They played competitive.
They did, because it's evident. It's evident now what a receiver does to a team, what a very good receiver does to a team. Because look at Mahomes struggling with the Chiefs, and you can see his frustrations.
Yeah.
And look at Dolphins when Hill skyrocketed.
We all know Marvin Harrison Jr. has hands; he can catch the ball. And then after the catch, the guy is gone.
That bro.
I would hate to see Marvin Harrison Jr. go first, but I would love to see Marvin Harrison Jr. go first. Everybody's saying, oh, Caleb Williams, he's a good quarterback. But as an athlete, Marvin Harrison Jr. tops him 100%.
Yeah, it's very rare anyway with quarterbacks that you see a number one or number two guy thrive in this league anyway.
Yeah.
It's always like the speakers.
You've got guys that are threats. You can go out and get Derrick Henry as your running back.
Yeah.
You get Marvin Harrison as your wide receiver on a rookie contract.
And if you could pitch that to Henry saying, you know what, we're gonna add talent with drafting number one overall, we intend to draft Harrison, that's an incentive for Henry because he's gonna think now we got weapons. We got a game in the run game.
Yeah.
So at three, who do the Patriots select?
They're going to select – I feel like they should select the quarterback. We all know New England likes to select defense first round. I think defense – we don't need a touch. Defense played well all season.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Everybody always goes off of, oh, well, you got guys retiring. Well, guys retire, and look, the defense is still great.
Yeah.
I like Bo Nix as a possible candidate to come over to New England, but depends on the head coach. Who's going to be the head coach? Because every head coach has a different mentality, a different route. I think Bo Nix is the guy. I think he would be great in New England. I think he would fit the culture. Caleb Williams, I don't know. I'm not into him.
Yeah. He has that smugness about him, like that fucking Johnny Manziel type of vibe to me. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I said way back on our previous
shows.
Yeah,
he has that Johnny Manziel type of vibe to him.
I'll tell you this. Marvin Harrison Jr., number one. May, number two. Possibly Bo Nix, number three.
Yeah, I like that.
The kid from LSU, good quarterback. But, you know, when he was playing for who was he before he went to LSU? I forget what team he was playing for. Wasn't that great? Then he went over to LSU, got even better.
Was it Oklahoma?
Maybe. OSU?
Because there are rumors that if Vrabel becomes the next head coach of New England, that he may bring over Ryan Tannehill.
I hope not, bro. Get out of here, bro.
No offense. But if you're going to go with a quarterback that's in the league right now, I'd go with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because Russell's going to be in the market too.
And everybody's going to say, oh, well, Russell, you know, he played horrible in Denver. That system was horrible over there.
Yeah.
First year he went over, the system was horrible. Second year they played well. He played the same as Patrick Mahomes. Same numbers almost. If he comes over to New England, I think he'd play great football. But You know, New England has to do things on the offseason. They have to get receivers, you know. That running back position, I'm not too worried about. Defense, I'm not too worried about. The offensive line was pretty banged up last season. A lot of players hurt. The quarterback position is what they need because, as we can all tell, New England lost a lot of their games due to not scoring points.
Yep.
And with Belichick no longer there, you bring in a fresh coach, they might just go first-round draft pick. And that's the thing. I think when Belichick was there, he always believed in his quarterbacks that were there at the time.
Yeah.
You know, he had faith that he can turn them around. Mac Jones came out of Alabama. You would think he'd be a good quarterback. But I don't know. I like Bo Nix. I truthfully.
Because the Patriots went 4-13. They were going to go on a run.
Yeah.
But if they put up points, they would have went on a run.
They would have went on a run. They would have probably not made the wild card. They would have just been shy of a game or two. But we can all tell that New England lacked points.
Yeah.
And when points were almost there, interceptions were there.
Turnovers.
Turnovers were a big part of New England losing a lot of those games.
Like silly plays, silly turnovers.
Yeah, like Tua throwing in double coverage kind of plays.
Yeah, or like Mac, as a quarterback, you know, like one of the biggest rules you never do is throw across the field to the other side.
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded. That's insane. You can't do stuff like that. First of all, the throw is not going to be accurate. And second of all, the receivers are probably going to be double coverage on the other side.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pull up our Throwback Thursday in a few seconds.
Yeah, it's going to be me saying the pitch is going on a run again?
No, it's Jonathan.
Oh, he's from the best. Yeah.
You know what? Let's go to commercial break. And when we come back, you can play Throwback Thursday today.
All right, cool. Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said watch the Burrow. No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the
look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president, but you guys too.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a don't win somehow, there. Some way.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That. They're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
I feel like
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
Here, with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So, talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. All right, so here it is, our Throwback Thursday clip of the day, boys. It's Jonathan and David going at it.
Wait, with you guys soon, because Patriots, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But listen,
they're Rogers, going further than the Jets, I tell you that much.
But listen.
They're going further than the Jets, I'll tell you that much. 3 wins less than the Patriots. 3 wins less than the Jets.
Should have been more yeah. wins, but hey, I'll tell you this. That clip just proves that we were both wrong at the end of the day.
Yeah, we were because
yeah, you were, Jonathan.
10 wins. I was expecting 10 wins at least. Also with Rodgers at the helm, but still, regardless, Zach Wilson should have done more and done better.
He's just he should have.
Yeah, he should have.
Same thing too with Mac.
Yeah, it was just a bad season overall. I mean,
yeah.
Just for us guys, all of us. I mean, Bengals, Giants, Patriots. The only one that got the sneak way, the backdoor way in was he's not here to brag.
Well, the Bengals went 9-8, so it's not like they had a bad year. But no Burrow, inconsistent start.
Which is insane that you mentioned that. And this is the first time in like 80 years. I told Dave this before. First time in 80 years that the AFC North or division has gone all teams with over 500 records.
Listen, I think if Mike Tomlin missed the playoffs, he would have been out as a coach too. It's just the way the league's been going, I think he would have been out of a head coaching job.
But there's rumors that he's probably on his way out after this season, regardless.
Well, what about the Jaguars? They were what, 8-3 and they lose a division?
Yeah, the hype around Trevor Lawrence, he's a good quarterback. He just folds under pressure. It's so bad.
Yeah.
He's got good receivers, too. Great running back.
I think he was dealing with the injury. The injuries is probably what got to him, to be honest.
They should have been in the playoffs. The way they were playing at the beginning of the season, they
You have Zay Jones. You have amazing running back. You have Engram at tight end. You have Kirk, like a deep threat.
Yeah, they have great receivers. They have a great running back. That team just folded. And it's a recurring system with the Jaguars, though. They always do that.
Yeah.
We've seen the season before. They folded under pressure. Like, they just crumbled.
Yep.
And I think in one episode we did, we had them at 9-3, and they would have had home field in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think I had them winning the division on my board. I'm not sure. But a lot of people expect the Jaguars to do good this season. Yeah. I mean, they still had a decent record. It's just that little slump they went through at the end of the season killed them.
Yeah. I don't know. The Jaguars, they need to fix something over there.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. They just – I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's Trevor Lawrence playing through injury. It's just a shame because they should have been in the playoffs. Yeah. Now, to say they would have won the Super Bowl, I don't think so, but they would have at least made their way into the playoffs and maybe made it past the first round.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they should have been there.
Enough of football talk. Let's go into basketball. OG Anunoby was traded to the New York Knicks for RJ Barrett and Quickly.
Yes, Emmanuel Quickly.
Oh, look who's back.
Must be nice. Back
quick, boys.
So we finished up football. I kind of want to move into the basketball.
Yeah, because David's the host.
Football? Like, what did we talk about football wise? Catch me up a little bit.
David's the host right now.
Well, we went over Marvin Harrison Jr. possibly going number one pick overall.
But the Bears, if they keep Justin Fields, yes. If they don't, then it's going to be Williams.
We had Bill Belichick. I don't know if you were here for the Bill Belichick possibly going to Alabama. I would love to see that.
I would love to see that, honestly. But I don't. I think he stays NFL.
I don't know. I think he takes like a step back. I think Bama's the way to go.
Is that really a step back for him, though? I think it's just like another step in his like career. I don't think it's a step back. It's like more of like a.
No, what I mean by step back is more of the. To NFL. Me, that's more of a easier route than staying in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that. For him to step back, I don't think it's really that's the word, but he is stepping into a new chapter of his life if he does go that way.
I think that He'd be able to take over the helm over there, do 2-3 seasons, and then just retire in general.
I mean, honestly, he should retire now because, I mean, he's...
I would love, 70, to, I would love for him to retire.
He's, if he's 75, Bill's up there. He's like 70, what is he, like 78?
I don't know.
He's up there.
But we went over that. What else did we go over?
We went...
Jaguars.
Flopping. Yeah, and the last bit was the Jaguars. How they?
Well, what about the Tennessee Titans getting rid of Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, we went over that.
I think that's the biggest mistake they're going to regret.
That is.
They're possibly going to lose Henry.
I think they are going to lose. Henry's not going to be happy. Want to be there?
They are. Like I was telling David, they had to have had discussions prior to that last game, or during the end of the season.
Before that, I say maybe after they won against the Dolphins and they started losing more. I think that was the clear.
Fell apart after that game.
Yeah, like they were like swinging very big. If you know what I mean, I won't say the terminology, but you know. And after that, they just went downhill.
Well, they lose Vrabel, and now they're possibly gonna lose Derrick Henry. So
I think they're gonna be
rebuild mode.
Yeah, because they got rid of so many players just to get picks for the draft. Rid of Bird to go to Philly. Also, the other player went to Philly. I forgot who the other one was.
Yeah, but it's so much NFL. We're moving to basketball. The OG trade with Barron and Quickly. Now, honestly, I feel like Toronto won that trade.
What do you guys? Right now, I say the Knicks won that trade because they are playing very well. They beat the top teams that they should have. They beat the Timberwolves that are number one in their division right now.
Yeah, but you got rid of two great players, Quickly and Barrett, over in Toronto are scoring 25, almost 25 points. Game.
I think it's just them because it's just them. You had so many people in the Knicks. Well,
the Raptors have Scottie Barnes, so it's not like it's just.
But it's just Scottie Barnes.
Yeah, but Scottie Barnes is inconsistent. He does. Yes. But you know, he plays well, and then he two games he'll low his points will be like.
Barrett and Quickly are going to get more time off the bench because they're going to be the starters. They weren't that well in the Knicks. You already had Brunson.
Barrett was the starter over there.
Yeah, but he was off on the bench a lot, though.
Yeah, but it shows you that you got rid of two great players to gain one player. Now, I spoke to coworker at work, and he agreed with me that Toronto won this. But he brought up the point that the Knicks might do a backdoor and try to get Donovan Mitchell because they're clearing up cap space.
Oh, his contract's up next year, isn't it? That would be a dangerous team with Randall, Brunson, freaking him.
The Knicks lack an all-star. They need an all-star player.
They need a second all-star. Brunson is that all-star. You cannot tell me that man is putting up major points from last year into this year's season. He's putting a decent amount of points to get us to win. Randall is starting to get in his drive right now, too. But he's not.
But hold on. Because we've seen Randall get in his drive and then completely lose his drive.
But Brunson always is consistent. He's always, last season, always averaged above 25 points each game.
But is Brunson the difference maker for the Knicks?
Yes.
Like he is. The difference maker in negative.
100% the reason why we win games.
The difference maker in negative fashion is Randall. I feel like that trade should have involved Randall instead of Barrett. They should have stuck with Barrett.
The problem is, Randall is that guy that if he's on, he is on. And he's been on for the last couple games. So you don't want to get rid of that hot hand yet.
But he's never on for the playoffs, though.
We're still far away from that.
But this is the thing for me. Okay, Brunson could be your star.
Right.
But we've noticed that during the playoffs, you can't rely on that just one person.
Right. 100% agree.
Who was it? Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Had to get here as far as he could by himself.
Yeah.
but he needed that extra person.
Well, he needed, I think if Hero was there in those in that playoff final area, he would have been that that second person right there. Because Hero is the game changer to that team.
Yeah, but Dave is right. You always need that second player.
Yeah, you need that second guy that's like consistent. And Randall is off and on. I think who they grabbed is actually might be that second guy. We don't know yet because it's still early. But if the Knicks keep on the roll of what they're doing and how they're playing, because they're putting up big points and their defense is actually stopping big plays.
Do you see? I think the defense is up now because of OG. That's,
yeah, OG
is
there, but he's also scoring.
Yeah, he scores 11 to 15 points a game.
Yeah, he's doing his part. But I think that relieves Randall to do defensive work and score more.
Yeah.
Because Randall was always that – because Barrett was always that scoring guy. He was never a defensive player. Quickly was also the scoring guy. Now you have a defensive player with him and the center – what's his name? Henderson?
Hernestein.
Yeah,
that's whatever his name is. Hernestein and then the other guy from Golden State. DaVinci.
David Thompson. Yeah.
No, not Thompson. The other guy that came over last year.
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo.
Yeah. He's like a defensive player. That gives Randall full bloom to go on the offense. And he's been performing way better. I mean, Randall now is probably better than he was when he got drafted to the Lakers. Because he's more experienced, he knows what he's doing.
A lot he knows of how to do it. We're on the Lakers, but we're not going
to
talk about.
I know. We don't want to transfer to that little area of the Lakers time.
Josh Hart too.
And Josh Hart.
Yeah,
but still, I think the Knicks have a good path. I mean, I think they're what, they're sixth or fifth in the division right now.
I know that before. I don't know what they were on a 5-0 win streak. I don't know what
they're undefeated right now with the whole new squad. And then like, I think they played last night and they won, or the night before. I think they played. I don't know. I had to look at the schedule.
I think if the Knicks, the way that they're doing their trades, if they're actually making cap space to bring over like a guy like Mitchell or somebody, they have a good chance to make.
That'd be dangerous three.
A playoff run.
That'd be dangerous three, though, with Randall, Brunson, and Mitchell. That'd be dangerous. Actually, just a dangerous team. Because you also have OP2 playing pretty good. And Josh Hart. I mean, they're all playing pretty good.
But who would have thought the standings, the way the standings are this year?
I know.
Who would have thought? I mean,
especially on the west side.
On the west side, yeah. Because I mean,
Golden State's not even top 10.
Well, Jonathan was right
about what?
The Thunder.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
you're right.
I told
you
they were.
They are playing really good right now. Josh Giddey is on a whole new level.
Well, then I think I was right about the Warriors.
You were.
Me and you both said that though. We both said that they're going to drop.
Yeah,
I don't know. My prediction is coming out right so far.
What's
that?
Steve Kerr will be fired.
Nah, that was David.
Oh, that was my prediction.
Yeah, that was David. I remember that one. Dave said that.
Yeah, he did. Because I remember. I think it was me. That was definitely me. I don't know who. Maybe Doug backed me up on this, but at the time with Draymond, because I said that you need a guy like Draymond on the team, and that Kerr was doing right by defending him and backing him up and saying that we need him.
Well, I think Draymond is just a curse, though.
I truly think that team is in rebuild mode.
Yeah, I think Klay Thompson. I think it's last year Klay Thompson's contract. Either he leaves or he retires.
Yeah.
And it's Steph. Steph, I think he's leaving. Or they're going to trade him away.
Yeah, they're not going to let him.
They're going to trade him away for picks.
I think Klay gets pushed to another team. I think Draymond gets released at the end of the season.
I think he retires after that.
I think Kerr gets fired.
He said he wanted to retire.
Yeah, I think before he leaves, he'll retire.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. Draymond would do perfect in the podcast realm, the way he's, he is, the way he acts, the way he talks,
Maybe he beats the Golden State Warriors commentator.
Nah, I don't see him as
that. Or the radio one, or the radio commentator.
No.
As a podcast type of guy.
The way these guys are going, the podcast, I would love to see a lot of these NBA players build a super podcast team with ex-NBA players, because the stories that they would have would be amazing.
Yeah. That's happening already. You got
stuff like that.
You have JJ Redick, one guy, Andre Iguodala, and Evan Turner.
But I'm saying, put them all together on one podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
you got Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce that do this show.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Garnett. Yeah, Kevin Garnett has.
Paul Pierce is a funny guy.
Yeah, they have all of them have crazy stories to tell. Every single one of them.
I think a lot of stories about like Kobe and everything, because they're still doing that whole cock and spiel.
You know, we covered a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff's going on, but I want to know, you guys, any hot takes?
Let's see.
I have one that's been saying it for a couple weeks, but I don't think I told you fellas.
What?
We're going football related on this one. Doug might get heated.
Fucking Steelers?
No. We'll, I already said my point already. Steelers fucking got in. Who gives a fuck? Do we think that Joe Burrow is the next Andrew Luck?
Chill.
Yeah, chill with that.
No, you know what? You're not far off just because of the amount of sacks he's
taking. Not just that. They both had great successful careers.
Yeah, man. Andrew Luck was
Andrew Luck made an AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow made it to the Super Bowl.
Come on. Well, we're really comparing.
But they never had a good line.
Nah, Luck was dead. Luck
gave up on the stupid conversation now.
Luck gave up on his team.
But Burrow's not going to retire.
They always got hurt.
But Burrow's not the one to retire. That's the difference.
He's not yet. Not yet.
Let me make this point. Let me make this point before I lose my breath. All right,
they both got hurt.
You're a freaking idiot for even comparing the two.
They always get hurt.
You're a freaking idiot.
Jimmy does have a point to an extent.
No, it's stupid and a ridiculous point. Stupid, dumbest point I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yo, Jimmy, hold up.
Where's Joe Burrow?
Doug.
Sam Howell is the most sacked quarterback in the league. You really think that he wants to retire?
Did I say he wanted to retire? No, I did not say he wanted to retire. He gets hurt a lot like Andrew
Luck.
A
guy who played, yes, he was a great quarterback, but gave up on his team and retired out of nowhere. You cannot compare the two.
Dude, if you're hurt, go
Joe Burrow's not that one. I'm going to talk over you.
Like,
I don't even give a fuck
that's
right now. The difference with Burrow, though, is Burrow even posted something on Instagram saying the Jedi will be back.
Did we see Tua retire?
Fucking get real. Get real, Jimmy. Get fucking real. Get real. Come on. You're an idiot.
Hold on. It's the truth,
Jimmy, hold on. I mean, with Andrew Luck, he had they were worried with him getting CTE. I think it was stage 2 or whatever the doctors were telling him, which is why they considered it and they told him they highly recommend him to question his career.
You're comparing him to Burrow, who doesn't have head trauma injuries.
No. I think what Jimmy's trying to say is that he should be. The way it's going now with that O-line and how much Burrow gets sacked and injured, it could definitely be a possibility that he ends up.
That's
his rookie year. Joe Burrow had to leave because he tore his ACL.
I guess you're going to compare him to Tua. Compare him to Tua, too.
No, because Tua never tore anything yet. He just freaking flew on game.
But Tua had three concussions in one season, and he's still back.
Three concussions. Good concussions football. And torn ACL and everything else is different from a concussion.
Nah, but he's also young, Dave. He's also young. And this happened when with
Tua. What is Burrow?
I think 2020 was, I want to say 20. No, I think they're both the same draft class.
Come on. To compare Luck to Joe Burrow is a slap in the face to Joe Burrow.
Nah, that's crazy. So in my opinion, that's crazy to think.
Nice.
Because Burrow.
This guy muted me
because
I'm speaking.
Burrow has
truth.
Chase. Burrow has Chase. Luck has some receivers, but not even
T.Y. Hilton.
And they were winning games.
If you wanted to compare Joe Burrow to Baker Mayfield, okay, I would have cut you some slack because
I think Joe Burrow's better.
Exactly. Baker came from a team where he was playing good football.
But Baker never got hurt. Baker always played. He always had a line to simple my point.
I always thought you had some idiotic takes, but this hit the top.
Baker always had a line.
Lamar Jackson always hurt.
Andrew Luck, and I'm an advocate for mental health. Andrew Luck also went through tough times mentally. So to compare, it's two different things. Andrew Luck had a right to retire. He had a right to retire if he was going through a tough time mentally. I understand that, and I respect that.
Burrow, it was the physical part.
Burrow has a few injuries in his career that you could fix. They could fix the O-line for him.
To say
Burrow is the next Andrew Luck and he's going to have to retire?
It's not like that.
You can easily fix the ACL, though, a torn ACL that he's been dealing with since last season. Beginning of this season, he's been dealing with that leg.
Hold on.
Then again, at the end of this season.
Hold on, because I get this is a whole other sport, but look at Max Scherzer. Tommy John surgery. Right? Verlander.
Max Scherzer.
Tommy John surgery wins. Has like World a one point something ERA. Comes back and he plays phenomenal baseball.
No contact sport though.
It doesn't matter. You're throwing constantly. You had surgery on an arm. Every you 5 days. Have to throw constantly.
Yeah, once, but it's no once, contact sports,
once
though.
Or twice a week, Dave, you're throwing.
You're only throwing
100 pitches a game.
Not only are QBs throwing.
Not this freaking NBA anymore, NBL. You're usually throwing like probably 80, 90 now.
QBs are getting sacked and they're getting fucked with the game.
Yeah, I agree with John. It's a contact sport where you're constantly, especially if you could get hurt towards something by just getting freaking tapped and getting hit.
So before you make an absurd point like that, look up your facts and your information. This is Andrew Luck and why he retired, besides the injuries. And I quote, "There are some things that when I looked in the mirror, I did not like about myself," he said. "I was self-absorbed, withdrawn, in pain, and feeling pressure. When Andrew injured his ankle in 2018 and began withdrawing into himself again, he realized that he didn't actually like playing football anymore. Ultimately, Andrew said that he went to therapy and learned that he may never have perfect clarity on every aspect of his life. I doubt I will ever find the answers," he said. "All of them, or any answers."
In the years since his retirement,
Andrew has surfaced occasionally, and it seems like he's much happier than he was while he was playing.
Constantly, you said it, in pain.
He was fighting hell.
But you also said in pain.
You can compare Andrew Luck to Johnny Manziel, because Johnny Manziel felt the same exact way.
No, Johnny Manziel, he thought he was the pardon. I'm comparing injuries.
Hold on, because Johnny Manziel said it himself. When he got into the NFL, he lost the love for the sport. He got so much fame, so much stuff during college that he was so big on it that when he got to the NFL, it was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, because he got his paycheck and everything, and that was it. He was done.
Andrew Luck suffered with mental health, too, and he came out and said see the guy?
But also through the pain of playing the sport.
But yes.
That's like saying Tua. Tua had 3 concussions in 1 season. He came back and look at him. He's playing great football.
Am I saying that? I'm just saying between Joe Burrow, they had the same. Joe Burrow and Luke had the same injuries.
But Burrow has a different mindset. Joe Burrow has a different mindset. He already came out and said the Jedi is coming back.
Right. But that's right now. Who knows in a couple of years what could happen with him?
But Burrow has a different mental mindset. And like I said, I'm an advocate for mental health, but you can't make a comment like that about Andrew Luck and Joe Burrow.
Doug, look at Garoppolo. Where's Garoppolo at right now?
Hold on, hold on. Because
what Garoppolo was benched.
Hold on. Because Jimmy's saying that it's all the injuries. But what Doug is trying to prove a point is that he did not retire and leave the sport because of injuries. He left due to mental health.
No, no, you're getting it wrong.
No, we're not. We're not getting it wrong. We're not getting it wrong.
You brought up the mental health. I'm comparing.
I'm giving you the facts of why he retired. I'm giving you the facts of why he retired.
But he played the sport. He got injured and he got hurt so much that he lost the love for the sport and the mental issues started coming in because of the hurt and the pain from getting sacked, from getting tackled, from getting injuries.
He said that's what that can pain.
That can happen to any player.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen to Burrow because I know Burrow's mindset.
We don't know what happened to Burrow. It can happen to anyone.
Hold on, you compare that, right? But Jason Kelce says the same thing, and he still plays the sport. He's constantly hurting. He's always hurt. He plays through hurt, being hurt. So you cannot compare two different people. You do not know the mindset of Joe Burrow. And the way Joe Burrow is, and he is, you can see it, a guy that wants to win a Super Bowl. A guy that wants to still play the sport of football.
Until another torn ACL happens, and he can no longer compete at the same level he was competing at once.
I agree with the mental health.
And when that happens, and when stuff like that happens, then you start to doubt yourself. Like, damn, I'm not the same player I used to be. Damn, I'm not good for this sport anymore. Damn, am I gonna be released from this team? Damn, can I get this contract? Damn, maybe I should go seek a therapist.
But
damn,
hold on, because you know what you guys are doing. You're jumping to conclusions like you did with Tua before the season started. Oh, well, is Tua going to be healthy? Can he stay healthy? Will he keep the way he's going? Is he going to retire? Though. You're just jumping to conclusions.
No, we never said – first of all, we never said Tua should retire. We never said Tua should retire. He's still –
John said Tua is – debating about retiring, and look, he came back and he's playing good football. He's taking his team to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. He should definitely win most improved player. Comeback.
He's not. It's Samar Hamill, which that's another
that's
story. That's ridiculous.
That's a travesty.
But I'm just saying, though, the because you gotta think, Joe Burrow sits at home constantly, like if he's hurt, and he's just like, man, can I do this anymore? Doubt comes in your head.
You guys can say the same thing.
You guys could have said the same thing about Lamar when he posed. It probably wasn't even him. It was probably his freaking.
Jimmy, right now, I'm not gonna lie, right now, Burrow somewhere posted up in the fucking Bahamas with a cigar saying, fuck you guys, I'm coming back harder than ever next year.
You could have said the same thing about Lamar Jackson, him getting hurt constantly. Come on, guys. Yeah. I don't want to hear that right now.
But the thing is, though, like, Lamar's healthy right now. He's playing phenomenal. They're not going to say that. Like, I could say
the same thing about Kenny Pickett, bro.
Jimmy, if it happens one more time, like if he tears his ACL or MCL one more time, then we can have this conversation.
Oh, look what that said. Sorry for the missed time. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, imagine Return of the Jedi gets hurt the first week of the thing.
Learn to love discomfort.
Think about Kenny Pickett. He's been hurt this whole season. Maybe he's like, I don't want to play this sport anymore. It's too painful.
Joe Burrow's own words.
Because he's still young. He hasn't went through an MCL tear or anything. Joe Burrow's
own words right there, James. What does that say?
That could be his own team.
Read it. Learn to love discomfort.
I'm going to say this. Joe Burrow, his mentality, his mindset, is more in a decent, correct, not to say correct, but a stable pace than Andrew Luck was.
Right.
Yeah, right now, but I would say so. Right now.
Okay. Injury-wise.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
You don't care how many times he gets injured. He keeps bouncing back.
Super Bowl and still
so won Andrew Luck. Super Bowl so Andrew kept bouncing back. Andrew kept bouncing
no, he
back
didn't,
and he couldn't take it no more.
He retired out of nowhere in the preseason game. No one was ready for it. No one knew he retired.
Nobody was ready for it, but who knows? Who knows what Burrow is going to do in the next couple of years? Who knows if he'll get hurt again?
Don't be a freaking idiot. Don't be a clown right now. Don't be a clown.
I was in a clown because I'm attacking your prince.
No, because it's not. They have two different mindsets. Burrow's right. mindset is, yes. All right, I got hurt again. You know what? We're going to bounce back.
How long was Andrew Luck in the league?
Huh?
How long was Andrew Luck in the league?
Hold on. So what you're telling me, right now is that Aaron Rodgers should not return to the sport of football.
He has nothing to lose right now. He has nothing to prove no more. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Aaron Rodgers,
up to him.
Aaron Rodgers, who said he's coming back next season. Maybe in his offseason, he's going to say, I'm just going to retire because he tore his ACL. He's at the age where it's hard to compete with these younger guys. That's what you're telling me.
Well, if he gets hurt, it's hard to come back from an injury like that. So, yeah, but at the same time.
The guy who defied the odds and healed faster than most players.
But he didn't come back to play, though, because they had no
doesn't matter. He was, if they would have made the playoffs, he would have been ready to play.
They get hurt. You don't want to risk that. You don't want to risk that if he gets hurt in the playoffs. Oh, he's gone for the rest of next season too.
Nah, how would you not want to risk that? You put all this money into one player.
Jimmy. If the Jets made the playoffs, best believe Rodgers would have suited up and
he would have played. But what happens?
Guys,
I'm
getting a water. I'll be back. Just debate whatever you got to debate.
What would have happened if he got hurt during a playoff game, and then he was out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, man.
He would have took, shows his mental state that he wants to play the sport.
Right.
Difference between Burrow and Luck. Luck, he did not want to play sport anymore. Mentally, he was not
there.
Because
he was in so much pain.
If that's the case, okay, then Andrew Luck had every right to walk away from the sport. But Burrow is showing that he has no mindset of leaving the sport of football.
But right now he does. He's only been in the league for what, 3 years? And Andrew Luck's been was playing for at least maybe like 8 years.
Come on.
We don't know what's gonna happen in the next couple of years.
Compare the two, you're talking about Joe Burrow, who's won a national title, who's came into the NFL, who wants to win a Super Bowl. Who still wants to sit on that high level?
Luck didn't want to do that.
No, because at one point he battled with mental health.
That was his dream. He went to the AFC Championship, gets fucking Brady, and freaking they lost. But still, you think he didn't have hope to go to the Super Bowl?
No, because if that was the fact, he would have been like, I'm stepping away from the sport of football right now to fix my mental health issues and possibly return. In a following season, if he really wanted to
go against, but maybe he didn't want to return though. That's the thing. Maybe it was just too much pain that he went through, that he couldn't go through. It's the pain.
It's the mental health.
But Doug said it in the quote. It said mental state due to the pain.
You're comparing. Patrick Mahomes plays through pain. He won a Super Bowl through pain. There are players that will just go and play. Through all the pain they can. Yeah. Jason Kelce could have retired last season. He said it himself. He plays through pain. He wants to win another Super Bowl.
Jimmy, you know what's crazy? Aaron Donald played through fractured ribs when he won that Super Bowl.
Right, I know that. But I'm just saying,
you wonder why people don't take men's mental health seriously.
Who says I don't? Why are you putting words in my mouth that I
now,
don't? You guys brought the mental health. I said injury.
But that's why he retired. That's the main reason why Andrew Luck retired.
Yes, that's. But I was comparing injury wise. They had the same amount of injuries.
But you said Burrow's gonna end up retiring because of his injury. No.
But I never said nothing about mental health.
Andrew Luck retired.
That's not because of his injuries.
Because of his mental health.
But it was due to the injuries. He said from the pain. Pain of what?
I would say this. I would like for anybody that follows Dougie on the Boys on Instagram, Dougie, make a poll. And I want to see if Jimmy is correct.
Yes.
How many people would agree with Jimmy?
Because he went through so many injuries, and Joe Burrow is going to do the same amount.
But Joe Burrow has a different mindset.
Jimmy, I'm
saying injuries.
Throw another injury at me. I'm going to come back even stronger.
I understand. I understand that. Do you think Andrew Luck did say the same thing to himself? Oh, I tore my ACL. I'm going to come back next year. And he played phenomenal. But then
but that's not the reason why Luck walked away from the sport. That's the point. He did not walk away due to injury. He walked away through the mental impact that it took on him. Joe Burrow does not have that mental impact. He has the grind, the grit to play the sport.
You know who you can compare that to? Well, more or less, not in a different sport, I guess you could say, like Klay Thompson. I feel like Klay Thompson's been through much shit. He got older, but it's already a later stage in his career. He's at the tail end. But
you're not. It's not really contact sport, like you just said. It's like baseball. Yeah, it's not really contact. It's more or less.
No, but
you get older. It's just you get older.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Football. I mean, if you was at hockey, it's probably a better sample.
I'm saying from the mental. Sport. I'm saying from the mental aspect because look at what the confidence does. But this is what I mean. If you're saying Joe Burrow, if you're just comparing them and saying Joe Burrow might retire within the next 2 years, I don't think that's
I just said, will he retire due to the injuries? Because of like how Andrew Luck was.
No, because so he'll play through it.
Hold on, Jimmy.
But so did Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck got to a point where he couldn't come back. Joe Burrow comes back no matter what the injury throws at him.
How old is Joe Burrow, though?
Probably 26, 27.
Okay, Andrew Luck retired at 29, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think, to be honest, I don't think that's going to happen. Like
2 to 3 years, who knows?
Joe Burrow has a different mindset, though. You could be two different players, and I don't want to be interrupted on this point that I have to make. You could be two different players where, you know what? I keep getting injured. I keep getting injured. I'm going to come back and give it my all. Unless it's an injury that's threatening my career and my life, then I can't play no more. Whereas Andrew Luck's like, God, this is just, even if I go to rehab, I keep thinking, man, why does this happen to me? I can't do this no more.
Hold on, you guys,
that's why he retired.
Because I'm only at 1%.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You guys might lose me. So if I cut out, it's because my phone died.
Okay.
Or Dave, you're the host. If you want to end the show after that, we can.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I think it's a long shot to compare the two. Like, it's just hard to compare the guy that retired from mental illness to compare to a guy that's
really saying coming back from mental wise. I was saying the injuries that they both sustained is the same amount.
Yeah, but the fact comes in that Andrew Luck didn't retire due to injuries. He retired due to mental health. And did injuries play into that mental health? Yes. But we can all tell that Joe Burrow did not retire due to retiring due to mental health. Like his mental health, his state is football, is getting better.
Right. But once you get older, it's like if you're gonna keep getting injured, it's like, man, I really doubt yourself.
Jimmy, I would say that I don't think Burrow would retire. He would end up, if anything, due to injuries, he'll end up because of his mental state. I think it's healthy. I think he'll end up being put
his
on the back bench
his and mental then possibly state is released. Fine. I'm not saying about his mental state. I'm saying about the physical injuries that he's sustaining.
But we've seen players play through injuries, and to compare the two is.
But same Andrew Luck, who did the same thing. He played through injuries. Nah. He played through injuries. He had definitely played, but it got too much where he didn't have a great line to help him. Same with Burrow. Burrow don't have the line to protect him anymore.
Yeah, but that's the easy fix. That's the easy fix.
That Super Bowl run they went on, it was because their defense was locking people down.
It's the easy fix. You get offensive linemen to stay behind. Listen, if the line was that bad, Mixon wouldn't have the year that he had. So, come on.
Yeah, but why is Joe Burrow still getting second? He's out for the season.
It doesn't matter, bro. It's the fix. You make it seem like they cannot fix an O-line.
But they've been trying for the last 3 to 4 years with him, and he's been.
They still won 9 games. Jake Browning had a great run.
Jake Browning had a great run, but
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what your point was trying to prove.
But Joe, they would have had a better time if Joe Burrow was still there. They probably would have been probably the either the second seed. Oh, he's out now. Either the first seed or probably one of the wild cards. But still, it's a what if situation.
It is, but still. I don't understand.
I was never saying the mental health issue.
But that's why I'm just saying that's why Luck retired.
Yes, I understand. But
no matter how many times he came back, he went through rehab, this or that, his mental health got bad, which I advocate again. Whereas Burrow could get injured countless times, same injury year after year, and he'll still bounce back and say, you know what, I'm coming for the rest of the league. I'm going to win a Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, right. but I think but what Jimmy's trying to say is he could get with the due to the injuries, he might not be this. It could be a possibility that he doesn't play the same and his career ends up going down.
Because like if you do too many injuries,
by age 29 he could end up like Carson Wentz. Who's Carson Wentz right now? Who's Carson Wentz?
At this point in his career, you can't.
He's
really
good.
Say.
He's fine right now, but I'm saying when it gets down the line. If he's got the same amount of injuries as Andrew, because he already has the same amount of injuries as Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck played longer.
Joe Burrow turns 28 in December.
So next year. Oh, this year, but more year. Like, yeah. But who knows? Yeah, but who knows? Who knows if he gets hurt again next year? Technically this year, you want to say. Of this year, of the 2024 season. Who knows if he gets hurt again? Who knows what they do with the offensive line? But that's the same problem that Andrew Luck had. He never had a line to protect him. He had a great receiving core. Andrew Luck had a great T.Y. Hilton. What was the other one they had? That was pretty good. The tight end was pretty good, and the other receiver was pretty good. Same with freaking Burrow. Burrow has Jamar Chase, Higgins, but it's hit or miss, and another tight end. It's a mirror. That's what it is. It's a mirror. But I'm not saying that they're going to retire. He's going to retire because of mental health. I'm just comparing the injuries. Joe Burrow has been more injuries than Andrew Luck has.
No, I get that, but to compare the two, it's.
But I was comparing the injuries. With the mental health.
You were comparing the injuries, but you said, will Burrow end up being like Luck and retiring? But Luck retired.
I said we'd be the next Andrew Luck with the injuries and everything. Not retiring, he may be.
So it's the still you still compared.
You
the
guys
two.
Took it a next step forward over retirement.
No, we didn't.
I never said
we were just giving you the facts and saying why Andrew Luck ended up retiring.
Yeah,
if he was in it, was in it mentally, he probably wouldn't have retired.
But realistically, listen, this argument could go on forever, guys.
Yeah, true. It's
David host the show again.
Unless we get freaking Andrew Luck on here, you know, Doug and the boys.
Yeah, we should try and have Luck on and see what he has to say about
it. Yeah, great to have him on here. Or Burrow will never get on here. He's too fancy.
I'm gonna say this. Great argument on Jimmy's standpoint got everybody riled up.
Yeah,
I was sitting on that for weeks.
28 minutes worth.
Hey, what else are you gonna be doing?
Who?
You? All of us? Really? I know you got the kids. Doug is gonna be sitting there chilling.
I gotta get a haircut.
Oh, you're going to where I think you're going?
Yeah, I got a haircut. I got an interview on Tuesday. Okay, guys.
Tuesday for what?
I got an interview for Unsolicited Role Models. Come on.
Oh, I thought a new job.
No.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Lee, leave a Costco. He's gonna be like Jeff. He's gonna be buried in the Costco.
No, Dave's gonna be a stay-at-home dad eventually.
Oh God!
All right, so before we go, guys, before we go, and then we'll let Dave finish up the show as the host. Today is David Fisher's birthday. Can we all say happy birthday to Dave? Dave, happy birthday.
Big shout out to Dave Fisher. Happy birthday.
Yes, Dave. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Fishy fish.
Well, all I got to say is great show today, guys. Till next week. And always remember... It's brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And Andrew Luck, if you ever see this show, we tag you in this. Please join us or any celebrity that sees this, please.
Yeah, they're going to say Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
And just me. and to back to the mental health. Anybody that deals with mental health, please go see somebody, see a therapist, see anybody that if you're gonna do something, because a lot of people deal with that. A lot of people don't speak about it because I know we're all men and we all get in our prides. But if you're really
women, children, everybody,
through any mental thing, if it's not related to anything we're saying, please go talk to somebody. If it was your friend, or if it's somebody that you can really trust, or if it's a counselor at school, please, they're there for you and your health.
Yep. Shit, I didn't think you had that side to you, Jeremy.
I always had that side of me. I dealt with that shit multiple times with mental health. I always did. I'm mentally insane, so I got to deal with something.
Hey, Jimmy, I saw we got the group chat going, bro. We got mental health check days, man.
Yeah, I think we all should go do like
mental checks. And for anybody out there, you just, you know, check in on your friends. Because
yeah, check in on your family, see if they're doing all right. Give them a call once a week. Then it can really impact and change somebody's life.
Exactly. Yeah,
for sure. And if you ever have stuff you want to get off your chest, hey, come on Dougie and the boys and give us a rant.
Yeah, if it's sports related or you know.
If you ever want to just argue with Jimmy.
Absolutely. Please. I will take any argument. It's been almost a year since I think me and John have been on the show. I think it's been almost a year. I think February we started, I think. Before Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think we got to look at our first debut. I think it's around there.
It was when I left before I left for the cruise, so February something.
Well, for you, Jimmy, I started before that with
the you started saying, in like March.
But I think I started a week after you.
Probably.
I think so. We got you the tape on that one.
All right, boys, it's been a pleasure. I'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.
All right, bye, you guys.
Till next forget, time, fellas.
Don't forget to catch your breath too. See you guys next time.
Catch this.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
To play.
He had no care in the world because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, how you know. How do you know?
Said, no, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said,
here.
Watson. No. They would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another
me.
Example.
You misunderstand me.
That's crazy. You're saying
that's me, nice.